Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
On today's show, we're sharing a few financial planning do's and don'ts featured in the most iconic sitcoms ever, and offering tips to help you maximize your savings along the road to retirement.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Financial Safari. Joining me today is Jeremy Bernard. Jeremy is, a fiduciary independent at Northern Alliance Financial, which is where we are talking about right here, Northern Alliance Financial, NAFinancialAdvisors.com. Jeremy, always a pleasure. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I'm doing so wonderful. How about you, Steve?
Very, very good. Thank you. And I love this this segment, the first couple of segments, because it, you know, you don't really think, you know, you watch these sitcoms, at least I do. I'm a sitcom guy. I can binge anything. And, but it is interesting that so many of them, once we decided to do this and start digging in and start doing a little research, I was amazed at how many of these sitcoms have references to retirement and retirement planning. It was just very surprising to me.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things I love and appreciate about it all is that there is humor in a lot of things. In fact, maybe even all things in life, as well as, you know, money and finances and retirement. And
sure.
These sitcoms do a lot to really, you know, kind of get at the nuggets of some of this, you know, some of the humorous aspects of this, you know, of this whole world and of retirement planning and income. And it's fun to kind of play along and laugh. And then remember, you know, that this is, you know, all of us, we're just doing the best we can and focusing on the path ahead of us. And, you know, to remember not to take things too seriously at times, even if things get tough at times.
Yeah.
So I appreciate the refocus that a lot of these shows give us at times.
Well, I agree. I completely agree, Jeremy. And so in this first clip, we're going to go to the probably the most iconic of all the shows. We're talking about Seinfeld. And this is a conversation you'll probably remember.
Grab a cigar, boys. Yeah, it's time to celebrate. Let's just say that I don't have to worry about working for a while. A long while.
That's funny because I haven't seen you working for a while. A long while.
And you're not going to because I'm hanging it up. Boys, I'm retiring.
From what?
From the grind. I mean, who needs it? You know, I've accomplished everything I've set out to do.
What's that?
Oh, bought myself a little retirement gift. Gold watch.
Ooh.
Typical.
So brilliant.
Oh, gosh, yes. It's, I mean, again, why not? Well, not many gold watches being handed out today, but then he had to buy his own.
Yep, you know, sometimes we got to do it ourselves. You know, whatever. I guess I love that part, too. I mean, so many things come to mind, to be sure. You know, buying his own gold watch, I think that's brilliant. You know, whatever, you know, retirement means to you, whatever signifies that, whatever that means to you, which is, you know, every person has a different perspective on it, you know, Make it happen for yourself. And, you know, if the world's not going to give you your gold watch, heck, go out there and get it for yourself. I love it.
Sure. Well, again, I think that just goes to, you know, retirement is what you make it. And the thing is you've got to make it.
You know?
I mean,
that starts
way back when you start saving. That's the key.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. The earlier we start with those sorts of things, the more these goals for retirement can start to be realized and kind of predicted almost. With some of the software we use, we're really able to look at what you're doing today and how it's going to impact your future. If it's 5, 10, 15 or more years down the road, you know, how your money's all going to work hard for you and continue to do what you want it to do in retirement. You know, that's part of the whole process, to be sure. The other thing I love about this clip too, if you don't mind me launching here. A little bit, a lot of people ask me questions like, well, you know, is retirement when you start taking Social Security or when is retirement going to be for me? And it's such an interesting thing. I mean, I love that Kramer, you know, he met all of his goals and he's, you know, hanging it up for the rest of his life. It's great. But again, I think there's some truth to that for all of us too. Like, you know, when is the time for you to retire? Well, that's a broad conversation to be had. You know, it involves, of course, you know, if you've got a family, you know, family dynamics that exist, financial dynamics, and also, of course, social dynamics. People forget those dynamics that exist in work you know, and how those all play into it. It's a broad conversation about when somebody can and, you know, wants to retire or should retire, if you will. I don't usually like to use the word should, but, you know, make retirement work for you. And whatever, again, is important to you and valuable to you, we can start having those conversations. Retirement doesn't start just because Social Security does necessarily.
Right.
You know, you can have a deeper and more comprehensive conversation. And those are really meaningful and wonderful conversations to have.
Well, speaking of Social Security, that is the topic for our next clip. It comes from Sanford and Son. Fred Sanford says it's time for Social Security.
I ain't cooking nothing. I'm retired.
Retired?
Yeah, I applied for Social Security. They pay high at $213.10. That's enough for me to retire.
Are you crazy? They're not going to pay you that much because you haven't earned that much.
Oh, yeah? Well, you wait and see.
They pay you according to what you've earned.
I ain't doing nothing for you and nobody else. You're looking at a man of leisure. Say, what's that number there? Hello, Social Security? This is Fred Sanford. And what I want to know is, how much will I be getting every month? How much? How come? How you want your aid?
it's just that simple, isn't it? I mean, you know, he thought it was time.
Yeah, right. And then you get a little bit of facts, a little bit of information, and then maybe it's not quite time for sure. That's really clever. Of course, I mean, I love that they called Social Security. A lot of people are not aware that you can absolutely call Social Security. You should be prepared to be on hold for about an hour, of course.
Oh, okay.
Because they're backed up like everybody else, short-staffed to be sure. But you can absolutely do what he did. I'm sorry, Fred. This show is beyond my years. Unfortunately, I don't know this one, but we can call Social Security and get all kinds of good information. They are not, keep this in mind, the people that answer the phones typically do not have as much training and years of experience as people that are in the offices. So just keep that in mind. If you ask a more complex question, they may not have all the answers on the tip of their tongue anyway. Sometimes it is important to go right into the office. If it's, you know, depending on your location, they are located all over the state of Maine, and get all kinds of good information from there. And then also, I mean, I don't know if I've mentioned this in the past to you or not, Steve, but I'm actually a huge fan of Social Security. I think it's an amazing program. I do get my annual resource manual from Social Security. It's about 800 pages long, and it's something I use on a regular basis, to be sure. But the website for Social Security is a fantastic website. And not a lot of people are aware of it.
That. It's a very cool and well-designed, and it works well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, it's a government site that does what it says it's going to do. You can apply for Social Security. You can apply for Medicare benefits. The one thing that is perplexing to me, at least I don't think they fixed this lately, as of late anyway, where you can't have them withhold taxes via the website. You've got to submit a paper form to Social Security for that purpose. But outside of that, you can do absolutely everything related to Social Security and Medicare through the website, ssa.gov or socialsecurity.gov.
And you get there, once you get to your own page, and they've got that little graph saying, okay, this is how much you can expect at your full retirement age, but you can go all the way down to 62 and see how much you won't get, or you can go all the way up to 70 and see how much you will get. And I mean, every month I played with this thing because I thought it was so fun. You know, every month that you go up, so does your rate, so does your Social Security. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, absolutely. We get those delayed retirement credits if you wait beyond your full retirement age. And, you know, all these calculations are done on a monthly basis. So you can get a month by month breakdown of what your Social Security is going to look like, which is great. There are also some other Social Security calculators out there, if you're still working, talking about how Social Security may or may not get impacted, and then also give you a somewhat of a sense, although not very comprehensive, but some sort of sense of what your taxes are going to look like as well. So,
sure. All right. That's good. And so with Social Security, how far in advance should someone go through that application process to make sure that's going to get to them when they actually, you know, retire or whatever, want their Social Security?
Yeah, that's kind of a moving target for some people. I've heard 3 months. But I don't think that's my experience and the people that I talk to in the Social Security program. I think it's much safer to just say the 2 months before, maybe even 1 month before, but I think 2 months is a safe number, and you can start the receiving benefits on the stated month that you choose. So I'm suggesting 8 weeks, just okay, kind of as a safe measure, but you probably don't really even need to wait that long. You probably can do it 1 month before you wanted to retire,
All right.
Just to add some, you know, surety that it's going to get done in the right time.
So that,
like, I say 2 months.
So when, so in that process, you essentially tell them the date that you want it to start.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. You get to choose it. And then Social Security is going to give you the option as well to backdate your start of Social Security benefits up to 6 months. And some people choose to do that as well. But just be aware, if you do choose to receive 6 months earlier benefit or 6 months worth of benefit on your first month, it does reduce your overall benefit because you're starting to collect 6 months earlier. So,
okay,
so it's nice to get that little lump sum sometimes for people to start retirement kind of on a with a high note or with a bang.
Yeah, sure.
But just keep aware, you know, it's a nominal difference perhaps, but people's retirement is lasting 20, 25, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So even a small reduction in benefits at the beginning of your retirement, you know, you're going to certainly see some difference over time, and just keep that in mind.
And again, on that note, we are out of time. Jeremy, let's go ahead and invite folks to call, and we will continue on the other side.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
833-856-1384. 833-856-1384. It's a comprehensive financial review, and you'll see where you are today. But more importantly, and what's really cool, is you get a roadmap, if you will, that can help guide you to help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384.
After the break, we dive back into the financial planning mistakes of your favorite sitcom characters and explore how you can avoid them in your financial future. Stick around.
How's the market doing?
It's fine.
How's the market doing now?
The same as it was 5 seconds ago.
Stop worrying about market volatility. A good retirement plan will keep you from panicking. Get that solid retirement plan with lifetime income and protection from retirement pitfalls. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
We are back on Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Jeremy Barnard is here, and Jeremy is with Northern Alliance Financial. He is an independent. He's a fiduciary, part of the team at Northern Alliance Financial, which is a great team of folks. Guys really, have kind of got it together, and I mean that in a good way.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The group has been, we've been together now since late last year. I'm going to say the November timeframe.
Sure.
We get together on a weekly basis, share stories, share examples of how we helped different people in different scenarios, share resources. We also spend, time together hanging out outside of the office and yucking it up. And little do people realize there are a lot of musicians at Northern Alliance. We all like to sing, and there's a lot of instrument players. So, watch out karaoke in the state of Maine, I should say, probably.
What's your method of choice? I mean, are you an instrument guy? Are you a singing guy? What?
Yes, I like to sing. Yeah, I sing, and I'm in a lot of theatrical productions. I do a little bit of tap dance as well. So, yeah, I like to do it all, but definitely singing. Lance Gilman, who is our CEO, is kind of the Neil Diamond incarnate again, or Neil Diamond part two.
Well, I'd like to see that.
Oh, yeah, he's great. And our office manager, Mick, wonderful man, and I mean, knows his way around a guitar like no other. So,
yeah, well, you guys are a talented bunch out there.
Yeah, yeah, we have a lot of fun. You know, of course, we do hard, important stuff and training and all that stuff. But, you know, getting along, outside of the office is really important as well. And I think it's a sign of a healthy team that we enjoy each other's company. And we actually recently had the opportunity to go out to the Grand Canyon together. So all four of us went out there and took in the Grand Canyon, the sights and sounds. And it was a wonderful experience. Although I have to say, we are definitely way more financial experts than hiking experts or anything along those lines. I say that because between the four of us, we're out there hiking around the Grand Canyon. It's hot as all blazes, and not a single one of us had a drop of water.
Oh, no.
So we're not hiking experts. We're not we're hanging on by dear life at the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Yep. So we were much safer once we got into the van and made a quick pit stop at the store.
Sure, that's true. All right. Well, let's jump into this. We've got some more clips here, and this time, boy, this was viewing at my house every Sunday night, watching All in the Family on CBS, and Archie Bunker. I mean, oh my gosh. The quotes that this guy threw out there over the years. I mean, wow, huh?
Oh yeah.
And
iconic.
Very much so. And so in this clip, yes, we're going to hear from Archie and we're going to hear from Mike, son-in-law Mike. And it goes about like you think.
You're scared the union's about to go on strike because of the high cost of living that this administration promised to bring down 6 years ago.
You listen to your president, you know that he had the answer to inflation. The country's got to produce more goods. Then we got to have a little more unemployment. So when there's more goods to buy and less people who can afford to buy the goods, then the prices will come down.
Well, he kind of the way it is, isn't it?
Wisdom of the ages, to be sure.
True. Well, and again, the son-in-law, Michael, he's not buying it. He doesn't think that works. I think.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely different opinions on the whole thing. I mean, inflation, of course, being a super hot topic these days, and the Federal Reserve doing what they can, utilizing the tools that they have to hopefully bring inflation, you know, kind of put it on its heels and get it back down for all of us. It's an interesting play. There's so much balance here. I mean, Archie certainly makes it sound simple. But it's quite a balancing act, and there could be ripple effects when interest rates rise or fall, and when inflation goes up and the cost of bread or things like that or eggs, you know, shoot through the roof. How do we resolve those things? It's not, you know, we all want it to be super black and white, super easy. You know, the president or the Congress just needs to do X, Y, or Z and get this under control. But honestly, I mean, the economy of the United States, I mean, it's so vast and it's so extensive, and there's the connection points between any number of things that go on in the world. It's just so complicated that it's, you know, trying to rein all of these forces in, these economic forces. It's quite a challenge. It's not black and white, unfortunately. If it was, then we would have gotten it under control before now. And certainly it seems like inflation is calming down a bit. Mm-hmm. It's definitely not where anybody wants it to be sure. I don't say this with any kind of pride whatsoever, but I do. I am a bit of a gas station cuisine artist.
Okay, I like that.
You know, so and I say that in joking, but you know, you certainly see the roots of inflation taking root earlier, I think, in gas stations. I do a lot of traveling. That's why I'm in gas stations a lot. And, it's just the prices on all these little things have gone up astronomically. So, you know, but it's complex. We don't want to stall the economy. We don't want people to lose jobs. We don't want the housing market to crash. We don't want it to fall off a cliff, so to speak. And hopefully what the Federal Reserve is doing is, you know, going to allow us to just gently lower inflation, gently respond so that there's no big, you know, ripples or crashes. And so far, that's the case. I don't think there's, you know, hasn't been a major downturn. Oddly enough, there hasn't been any kind of recession, even though it feels like it. So yeah, we all want it to be black and white, and Archie, you know, God love him, trying to make it seem so, but it's complex.
Oh, it certainly is. Yeah, absolutely. 833-856-1384 is the number you can call, folks. So let's keep going. And another classic coming from, Golden Girls. I like this one because it's all about giving money to your kids or not.
I mean, I love Dad, but you're the one who's always been there for me.
Honey, you don't have to worry. I'll always be there for you.
I'm glad to hear that, Ma, because I ran out of cash. I need to borrow $30.
$30? Michael, you're an adult. Do you really want to beg your mother for $30?
Fine. Forget it. You know, I hate this. Whenever I need money, you make me feel like I'm asking.
All right. But look, all I have is $220.
Great. We can get appetizers. Okay, let's jam.
That's my boy.
That's my dad.
That's my money.
Yikes.
Great example of, you know, you got to take care of yourself too, as much as you want to take care of your kids. And I understand that. I mean, I got three kids. I get it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love the way they're bringing up such a sensitive topic in a rather humorous way. I mean,
right.
Golden Girls is certainly one of my favorites, but yeah. You know, when it comes to money and family, it's really complex. In fact, I met with someone today, and she received an inheritance, which was really nice because it was in the amount of $2 million almost. So very significant. Yeah. But one of the first things she said to me was that she's got two kids and one of them is, she just received this money and one of them is already demanding that they get some of the money. And the other child just doesn't.
How old is this kid?
I didn't ask how old the kids were. She was 53.
Well, they're grown up then.
Yeah, they're adults. Oh, yeah, they're adults for sure, even though one of them may not be acting like it as much as you might like.
True.
But it's interesting. You know, money also changes people, especially this kind of thing. Inheritances, you know, when people are inheriting millions of dollars, you know, the odd things can happen. And, you know, when people get stressed, it's number one stressor in marriages is finances.
Sure.
You know, so we have to be careful about how these things, you know, interact with our lives. One of the first things I tell anybody when this happens is to keep that number, whatever you inherited, keep that dollar amount close to the chest and tell very few people. You know, it's just unfortunately the dynamics that exist sometimes. But it's, you know, definitely complex. One of the biggest questions that we answer for people all the time is, you know, is there going to be an inheritance for kids? Even if it isn't a priority for people, we're able to, again, to do that financial roadmap that you so wonderfully bring up often and identify, you know, with relative certainty whether or not there is going to be an inheritance left to kids or if people want to give money during their lifetime, you know, how to effectively and appropriately do that to make sure that they're not, if you will, hurting themselves, by helping people too much, so to speak.
Right. Understood.
So yeah, this woman here, it's going to be a really interesting kind of ongoing process for her to get used to, you know, having this kind of money because she's married and, you know, they haven't struggled necessarily, but they've never had anywhere near this amount of money. It's a big influx and it's a lifestyle change. So
right. It's
going to be a really interesting journey for them. And we're excited to certainly help with them and help guide, you know, give the advice that people need about, you know, the results of certain decisions that they might make.
All right.
Pros and cons is what I like to think about. I share with people what the pros and cons of all these decisions are. Ultimately, it's their money, though, so they have to make the best decision for them as possible. And we're just there as guides.
All right.
I love it.
There as guides, folks. If you need a guide, now'd be the time to give Jeremy a call at 833-856-1384. In fact, let's do that. Let's take a break, and we will invite folks to call in that process.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Take advantage of this complimentary review by calling right now, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384.
After the break, we'll continue having conversations about how sitcoms and television make us laugh, but also make us think about our money. Stay tuned.
This is such a blow to invest. You know what? Right now, breaking news in your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Lance Gilman and the team at Northern Alliance Financial at 833-856-1384. Again, that's 833-856-1384.
Welcome in, everybody. This is Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Steve Stahl, and Jeremy Bernard is here having a great conversation today, as per usual. We're talking about, you know, sitcoms and how they relate to financial planning. Oddly enough, there are more instances than you might suspect.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the benefits of these shows that are so successful, running for so long. Eventually, they're going to start talking about money and finances. And I think that's a great thing. It's a great opportunity for us to laugh about money and finances. It also can be poignant and thought-provoking.
Sure.
So I think it's a great thing. It's reflective of, you know, everyone's experience of the world. So makes sense. You know, let's dive in and, like, let's learn and laugh and have a great time.
I like it. We're going to start with Parks and Rec, which is a favorite show of mine. I think you said that as well, didn't you?
Oh my gosh, it's definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, so you got Ben Wyatt, who is played by Adam Scott, and Ron Swanson, who, you know, his character, you know, Nick Offerman is his name, but Ron Swanson, the character, what a great guy. I mean, what a great character.
Oh my gosh, he is brilliant.
Just, I mean, you know, he's a bit of a libertarian, to say the least. And he's not afraid to share that. And let's just dig into this, because he's talking about, of all things, estate planning.
Mm. Now, if you die and you don't have a real will, most of what you own will go to the government.
Where is this lawyer you speak of?
I've been talking to Ron about estate planning, and he is here to do some goodwill hunting.
I don't even need an exact number. Just ballpark it. That's all I need to get started.
Or I'm sure the state government would love to use your money to hire more bureaucrats, maybe build a library.
Fine. A ballpark figure.
Thank you. Good.
A ballpark. And the guy's reaction is, holy crap. Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
So what's the takeaway here?
This one's got me cringing a little bit, I gotta say. And again, this is probably certainly top five favorite sitcoms of mine. But it starts off in a way that is a little bit rough for me. When when it says, the state and the government's going to take most of your money if you don't have a will in place. I'm not sure where that's coming from and why that is the thought process.
That's writers in Hollywood. That's what that is.
Yeah. And that's misinformation, to be sure. Yeah. I think, you know, kind of on a separate topic, or separate than what we've been talking about anyway, there is a lot of financial shame and guilt that goes on in the world. And this, unfortunately, this clip here, I worry, is going to lend itself, you know, to that end of guilt and shame, because, you know, it, for a lot of emotional and psychological reasons, people don't have all their ducks in a row, if you will, for retirement. They don't have wills. Maybe they need a trust, but they haven't done that. Powers of attorney and so on and so forth. They're, you know, it's not the easiest thing necessarily. I mean, I shouldn't say it's difficult either, but it's a little bit complex to retire in America. Mm-hmm. And those complexities aren't always easily attended to by certain people at certain times in their life. You know, so to start there and say, you know, government's going to take all your money if you don't have a will, again, I'm not sure what scenario that would ever be the case. You certainly would, your estate would be, you know, dealt with by the state. They would manage it and determine who gets your assets. And it might not be the most tax efficient way to deal with it, but, you know, the government's not going to take all your money if you don't have a will.
Right. But I mean,
it's not the way it works.
It gets to, I mean, it comes down to taxes and, you know, we want to pay what we owe, but
but
we don't need to pay any more than that. And that's,
absolutely.
That's where you come in, because you can help, you know, minimize or at least, you know, pay only what we owe as far as taxes.
Yeah, absolutely. We have this has been established multiple times in the Supreme Court, and I love bringing it up, that we have no constitutional requirement to overpay in taxes.
Thank you.
We actually have, you know, constitutional, in that regard, we have a constitutional right to do proper tax planning and pay as little as possible, as long as we're using legal matters or, you know, approaches, of course. Mm-hmm. So tax planning is encouraged and can make the difference of tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, to be sure. One of my favorite things that we do for people is, and you know, we've talked about inheritances multiple times on the show today. Sure. If people do have inheritances and it's in an IRA or a 401k that they're planning on leaving their kids, that is very likely not going to be the most tax efficient way to do it. And then we have some simple techniques, some financial tools that we can really maximize and optimize that inheritance for kids, get rid of taxes, never have to deal with them again, you know, and provide that flexible type of asset to family members when you pass away. So we definitely, especially when it comes to inheritances, man, let's have a conversation. Let's sit down. Let's talk. Let's see what you've got and what you want to do. One most recent situations like that, I was working with a client. They had a $300,000 account that they wanted to leave their son, but it was an IRA, and he's already making good money. He's not married, so he's in a high tax bracket himself, but he's also a spendthrift. You know, he's going to spend all of his money, most likely. So what we did is we actually repositioned that IRA account into, if you can believe it, and I, you know, most people don't understand how life insurance works this way, but we repositioned that IRA money to fund a life insurance policy, and it created in the first year a $600,000 benefit. Half of it was tax-free, and the other half is still taxable. And as time goes on, it's going to be completely tax-free to the son upon his passing, assuming it was going to be a 7-year process. In 7 years, it's all going to become tax-free. So,
well, that's fantastic. I mean, those are the kinds of things, and that's the advantage that you bring to the table, Jeremy, in terms of helping us really get the most out of our money.
Yeah. It's being in the know just a little bit, being creative, being open to it too. I got to say, I almost didn't bring up that example because people do not like to think about life insurance.
So I
try to rephrase it and be like, this is a tax savings vehicle.
To me, what I've learned over the last, I don't know, number of years that I've been doing this is that life insurance has reinvented itself.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it. Yeah, I mean, there was a time when it felt just kind of, you know, slimy or schmarmy deal with it and think about it. But it absolutely has changed. That actually brings up a good point. I mean, if the client that I helped with ever wants to back out of this plan, this one that I designed, this most recent one, after 5 years, if he wants to back out completely, no problem whatsoever. Plus, there's potentially going to be some growth in that account as well. So,
nice.
You know, it's totally flexible to him. We actually added a long-term care component to it as well. So we really can layer these things. I call it an a la carte situation. We can pick and choose and tailor these tools, especially life insurance, to do all kinds of crazy things for people now that really are super beneficial.
Well, folks, if you're curious, 833-856-1384. Jeremy would love to sit down and talk with you about that and other things. And so we've got another clip here, and I want to make sure we get to this because this one, I mean, you know, The Office. We're going to go to The Office where, you know, only Michael Scott can be. And Oscar is the accountant. We all know these characters. We love them. I guess we'll just jump into this thing.
Yeah, roll clip.
Here we go.
Okay, the green bar is what you spend every month on stuff you need, like a car and a house.
That's so cool. I have my name at the top.
The red bar is what you spend on non-essentials, like magazines, entertainment,
right,
things like that. This scary black bar is what you spend on things that no one ever, ever needs, like multiple magic sets, professional bass fishing equipment. How did they do this so fast?
That's so funny. Yeah. Professional bass equipment. Yes, bass fishing.
I love how my name is at the top.
Yeah, that's that was his takeaway. Oh, man, it's cool. My name's at the top. No, never mind that's this so black brilliant. Scary bar. Good.
Oh, it's so brilliant. I mean, I don't think we need to say anything more, right? Close out the show. Segment over. We're all done. Michael just brought it home for us.
Right, except this was the same episode where he decides he's going to declare bankruptcy, and he stands in the office and screams,
oh,
I declare bankruptcy, and he thinks that's going to work.
That's right. God, that is one of my favorite clips. That is so funny.
Absolutely. Well, again,
Now I know exactly what I'm going to do after we're done with the show. I'm going to go watch that episode.
Exactly. All right. I don't have a date before. I don't have, but it's easy to find. All right. Well, Jeremy, we are out of time. So let's go ahead and invite folks to call one more time today.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life. And also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
All right, there it is, folks. This is a great opportunity for you. Take advantage of this no cost, no obligation opportunity to sit down with Jeremy and go through your plan. 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384. Well, Jeremy, these shows go by so quickly, but what a fun show today.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. It's a blast. I love this creative way to talk about these topics that are so important to everybody, no matter what your age and no matter where you are in your retirement planning. It's great.
Sure. Well, we do need to take a quick break and come right back because we have another segment to do.
Up next, we've got questions from listeners. That and more right after this.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Meet at no cost with our local independent team who are here to help coach you along this journey. Call Lance Gilman, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384.
We're back on Financial Safari, our final segment together with Jeremy Bernard. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and the show today, I know we were just talking about it, but the sitcom clips were great, and really how they tied into retirement planning. I mean, there were you launched into stories after every single one.
Yeah, you know, it's such a creative way, and you know, who can forget some of these iconic characters in you know, the TV world? So it's great to relate back to those fun times, you know, back in the 90s with Seinfeld, or more recently with Parks and Rec and those sorts of things.
Sure.
So yeah, it's part of the beauty of it all, is that refocusing and repositioning these topics in a creative and fun way.
Well, yeah, because, you know, we pretty much talk about the same thing every week in one form or another. So the challenge, and I think that challenge was met today, you know, Christy, yeah, you know, works with me, you know, she mixed it up.
I got to say too, Steve, you bring up an interesting point. I mean, I've been doing this now for, oh my gosh, I think I am almost on the 22nd of this month. Actually, it'll be my ninth anniversary of being in the financial industry in some capacity or another.
That's cool.
Yeah. And you know, like you said, like, you know, it's the same stuff we talk about week after week, and there's truth to that. But what's interesting to me is that I don't, and this is, I don't know if you've heard this a million times or not, but it's my experience, even after 9 years, every situation feels totally different. Even if the subject matter, we're talking about Social Security, mm-hmm. the rules are the same for everybody, but how it gets applied to each person that sits down at our conference table, or sometimes I sit down at people's kitchen tables, or wherever I am, and sure. whoever I'm with, it's always different. And there's always, sometimes it's vastly different, but it's so interesting. It's same topics, but how it gets applied to each individual, it's infinite, really.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Very creative and fun. Yeah, I've not been bored one day in this industry. It's
well,
great.
That's good. And well, because my experience is when working with, I work with a bunch of advisors from all around the country. And one thing mm-hmm. that seems to be true with any of them that are over 60, they're never going to retire. You know that, don't you? You are never
going
to
retire. Wait, say that one more time, Steve.
The advisors that I work with, if they're over 60, there's nowhere, retirement is not on their radar. I work with one guy, 76 years old,
yeah.
no intention of retiring.
Yeah, one of my mentors is 83.
Yeah, wow, and still working.
Yeah, part-time, yeah. But yeah, he's definitely still working. What do you attribute that to, Steve?
I think because you love what you do, because you help people, you teach people, and I just think that is the reward that makes you
yeah.
happy.
Yeah, I agree. I think you're in this industry for long enough, and you stick with it, it's because of that rewarding nature of the business. Mm-hmm. We get to see and meet so many people. And honestly, you know, I mean, there's lots of professions and people out there that provide peace of mind, you know, if it's a counselor or perhaps clergy or something like that. But to be a voice about finances that is very stressful to people in a lot of ways, it's extremely rewarding. And you can sometimes just almost see stress just fall off people's shoulders through the course of our conversation. And just being in that space with people, first of all, it's an honor and it's a privilege because this is very sensitive material, of course, that we're talking about. But then just to be that vehicle to share information, share tips and tricks of the trade, so to speak, and then watch people apply that in their own mind. It's a beautiful thing. I can't think of anything I'd rather do, for sure. Maybe be on stage. If I can make it on Broadway, perhaps.
Okay.
I would do that.
All right, fair enough. All right, we got to get into a couple of questions here before
yes,
we run
great.
Out of time. Donna's wondering, she's in Lisbon, and she says, besides qualifications and fiduciary status, what else do you recommend folks look for in an advisor?
Yeah, great question. There's certainly some practical things that I think are important. I think you want to ask questions like, how do you stay on top of changes in the tax laws and those in retirement laws that are happening not every month by any means, but certainly certainly annually major changes are happening. Taxes are likely going to be going up soon. You know, how do we apply those changes and how do advisors stay on top of those details? That's an important question in my mind. Or simply put, what kind of training do you do to stay on top of all of these things
sure.
that are changing in this industry?
That's a great question to ask.
Yep. And the other thing I would say, this isn't necessarily a question you'd ask them, but man, really trust your gut when you're working with somebody. That you know what your gut tells you during the course of that meeting is really important. And I say that because my experience as a financial advisor and helping people, especially when we help people invest in the stock market, is that it becomes a relationship. And it's a financial relationship, and we're providing a service to people, but it's a relationship nonetheless. And you got to make sure you're on the same page everything just kind of seems right, even at that gut level. I think it's important to pay attention to that to be mm-hmm. sure.
Of course. 833-856-1384. Donna, go ahead, give us a call to sit down with Jeremy. Independent, fiduciary, got a lot of experience. Those are the three things that I look for.
Yeah, I love that. I also live in Lisbon Falls, so, we can always grab a drink at the local coffee shop here, Little River, or some other place.
All right, I'm good. 833-856-1384 is the number, Donna. And Dale is up next. Dale says, he's in Hartford. He says, I have a friend who contributed to an IUL, that's Indexed Universal Life Policy, starting in her early 40s, and at 56 has amassed quite a lot of money for retirement. What exactly is an IUL, and who's eligible, or who is a good fit for something like that? I like that question.
Yeah, IULs are great. So Index Universal Life Insurance Policy. Again, the second time in this show, we're going to be talking about life insurance. So that's, that's a beautiful thing. We need to talk more and more about life insurance these days. But in short, you know, we have the ability to, if you will, touch indexes in the stock market. So essentially having your money in the life insurance policy growing because of the stock market, perhaps, is a simplified way to look at it. One of the beautiful things about these plans, again, depending on how we set it up, is a lot of times these IULs, once you grow money in that account, it never goes away. It's contractually guaranteed to not go away. So somebody who started an IUL in her 40s, early 40s, and now she's 55, 56, been 10, 15, 20 years, absolutely, there could be some wonderful cash assets ready for retirement in that savings vehicle. I think it's great, especially I utilize things like IULs, especially once people have maxed out their 401k plans or the company match and those sorts of things. The biggest thing is it adds diversification from a tax perspective, because depending on how we design it, it can provide tax-free, it can be a tax-free resource to people in retirement, which is huge. Mm-hmm. You know, more tax-free savings vehicles, the better, of course, for all of us.
Of course. 833-856-1384. Dale, give us a call. Let's see. We've got time for more here. Let's go to Johnny in Auburn. Johnny says, how much is a traditional 401k taxed? And is it worth trying to convert to a Roth? I think there's a lot of things he doesn't know. I'm not confusing him anything, but I'm just saying, you know, even my, you know.
Yeah, this is a whole show, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
The long and the short of it with 401ks, you know, it's good that he knows that it's taxed. Not everybody is aware of that. Not everybody knows the money in your 401k, 100% of it is taxable, meaning you take out $1, you're going to pay taxes on that dollar. And the more dollars you pull out, the more you're going to pay in taxes. So you really got to pay attention. It becomes a balancing act in retirement, because you don't want to spend too much. Otherwise, you're going to start to get killed on taxes. So it's good he's aware that it's taxable, which is great. But how much is it taxed? It really depends on so many factors, of course. I think in short, if I can, Johnny, is to say, take out whatever you take out, it's taxed, and the more you take out, it's going to get taxed at a higher rate every single time.
Okay.
And is it worth trying to convert to a Roth IRA? I think that's a brilliant question. Unfortunately, not something we can answer on the fly like this. The one thing I can say is that that's a mathematical question. We can mathematically analyze your situation, look at it, and identify if a Roth conversion plan would be a good option for you, would be something that we utilized to provide long-term tax-free savings through people's retirement. More and more people should be considering it, but it's not appropriate for everyone. So again, it might be worth it. We can certainly have a conversation and discuss that.
Okay. Yeah, because a Roth conversion isn't right for everybody, as you say. And I think there's been so much so much talk about Roth IRAs and how they're, you know, tax-free and all of that. I think there's things that are being lost here that for some people, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, there's no perfect financial tool whatsoever. So, and Roth IRAs, again, it's just not important for everybody to do that. If you're already in a low tax bracket, maybe not. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, you know, some of this, you know, Roths are for everyone. I avoid blanket statements like that. I try to anyway. I hope I did in this show.
Yeah.
Because it's so individualized. It's going to be beneficial for more people than I think are currently taking advantage of Roth IRAs. Mm-hmm. But it's not for everyone by any means. They're not perfect. They have to make sense in your overall comprehensive plan that can be written down, can be analyzed, can be mathematically true to your particular situation.
Well, that's what I tell my son. He's 30 years old. And I say, James, you just put some money into a Roth. So he started a couple of years ago already. I'll be long dead, but when he retires, it's going to be a rock show.
I love that. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Younger people who are already in a low tax bracket should consider contributing to Roth IRAs for sure. And workplaces are starting to offer Roth 401ks,
sure,
and they really should be considering that as well. Beautiful opportunity to never worry about taxes. Your son, you know, when he comes to retirement, he's not going to play that tax game ever. And that's exactly. A beautiful thing.
So nice. 833-856-1384. Jeremy, this has been a very fun show. We do need to take one more quick break, but we'll come back and remind everyone what to do.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
833-856-1384, 833-856-1384. Jeremy, again, this is such a fun show to do with you, and I really enjoy your insight as we slog on through all this stuff.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity to think about it and share this information in creative ways like we did today, focusing on the sitcoms and also, you know, just sharing some personal stories and thoughts. And it's great. It's meaningful work, and I love it.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, hereafter known as Foundations, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment, opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Any discussions of specific strategies are for informational purposes only and have been provided to help determine whether they may be appropriate for your specific situation. If applicable, the primary goal in converting retirement assets into a Roth IRA is to reduce the future tax liability on the distributions you take in retirement or on the distributions of your beneficiaries. Each individual investor situation is different, and ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Nothing herein constitutes a recommendation that any security, portfolio of securities, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. No legal or tax advice is provided. Please review your retirement, tax, and legacy planning strategies with a legal or tax professional before transacting or implementing any strategy discussed herein. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to investment advisory products. Rates and guarantees provided by insurance products and annuities are subject to the financial strength of the issuing insurance company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC. This is not endorsed or affiliated with the Social Security Administration, any federal Medicare program, or any U.S. government agency. If applicable, we do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information we provide is limited to those plans we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options. All rights reserved.